Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, and you can take the show with you on the go with the free Odyssey app. But I am very excited to welcome in a very special guest joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, comedian, widely known for Impractical Jokers, one of my favorite shows to watch. Sal Vulcano is with us right now on the hotline. What's going on, Sal?
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. So good to get you on the show today. And you're coming to Richmond for the Carpenter Theater. You'll be here June 27th. Is this your first time to Richmond? Have you been here before? What's it going to be like, man?
Yeah, I've been to Richmond before with the group tour. I don't believe I've been there before solo, and it's been a minute, so I am psyched to come back.
So let's just dive into that right now, because I'm sure a lot of my listeners know your beautiful face from Impractical Jokers and all the funny skits and bits that you guys have done, but how have you made this transition to, you know, improv comic to stand-up comic, doing it on your own?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing stand-up a very long time. And I've been touring, you know, for, since the last maybe 8 years. I did some stand-up out of college, and then I got into improv and sketch, and then I got into television, and then about 2016, I was just like, I want to get back into stand-up, so I started, you know, performing and touring again. I came out with a special last year called Terrified. It's on HBO Max now, and this is a whole new hour of material from that. So I'm touring all the way through 2026, and this will be my next special eventually, so...
That's super exciting. Sal Vulcano with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. So I want to get a little bit about your history, because you kind of popped into my world watching March Madness, and then True TV showed up with Impractical Jokers, and I was like, oh my, I can't turn this off, episode after episode. So how did you kind of get your start into TV, comedy, and all of that?
So, I mean, the guys and I from the show, we met, we were the same exact age. We met all in our freshman year of high school. Boys Catholic High School in Staten Island in 1990, and then after college, we were all kind of doing improv and sketch comedy, and we decided to perform a comedy troupe, and then for 10 or 12 years, we were doing comedy in and around New York City, and then we landed a television show. We entered some sketches online to this competition that NBC was having, and we got an agent from that. And then from there, we just started pitching shows, and we thought of Impractical Jokers and pitched it, and they liked it, and it was kind of off to the races from there. That was all the way back in 2010.
Well, I didn't know that you guys knew each other. I mean, that's your secret sauce right there, because you're obviously not faking it. I mean, I was going to ask, when did you know your chemistry together was something special? But it seems like that's pretty obvious, given the fact that you've had this long history of knowing each other.
Oh, yeah, man. We met 35 years ago, and we were friends way before we started doing comedy together, and we were doing comedy together way before we got the television show. So that is definitely the secret sauce, so to speak, as you put it.
Comedian Sal Vulcano from Impractical Jokers is bringing his Everything's Fine tour to the Carpenter Theater in Richmond, Virginia on June 27th. It is his second solo stand-up tour, which kicked off in November 2024. I'm looking forward to this. And Sal, I always feel like hosting a talk radio show, I'm at it for 3 hours every day. I feel like sometimes I have to try to be a comedian and entertain people. But Sal, I've been told 1,000 times, I'm only funny when I'm not trying to be funny. So how do you know when you've come up with something good? Do you practice a bit on Friends? Like, how do you know it's actually good?
I guess, according to that, I just never try. The secret is to give little to no effort at it. That's the secret. I perform every night in New York City, so that's just the grind of it. You know, I'm writing and rewriting, and you know, I'm performing sometimes 4, 5, 6 times a night in New York City, a few nights a week. So when I come on the road, this stuff has already been kind of worked out a bit. So the show on the road is basically much more polished.
Can you give us a taste of what people will see at the Everything's Fine tour at the Carpenter Theater in Richmond? Is this you doing crowd work? Are you telling stories? What is your stand-up routine going to be like?
Yeah, all of the above. I usually start off with some crowd work, just because I like to get to know, like, you know, the vibe and the people there, warm them up a little bit. But it's not a crowd work show by any means. I'll do like 10, 15 minutes up top, and then I do a big chunk on just, you know, just bits and stuff like that, and observational stuff and state of the world stuff. Nothing political, nothing controversial. Mine is escapism. My show is like silly. I just want everyone to come in, forget about all the BS, and just laugh. And this is the first tour I'm actually speaking about my actual family. I've never done that. I've been in the public eye like almost 15 years, and I've been really private, but I kind of wanted to talk about my family now. So for the first time ever on any platform, like whether it's television or my podcast or the last special, I've never really spoken on my personal family, like my immediate family. And the last half hour of this show is all about that.
For more information on the tour, visit SalVulcanoComedy.com. The Everything's Fine tour coming to the Carpenter Theater in Richmond, Virginia, this Friday, June 27th. So what is your family like? I mean, so you're growing up in the New York area?
Yeah, born and raised in New York City, Staten Island, yeah.
So I just recently saw the beautiful Netflix film Nona. Is that like your family at all there with a grandmother helping everybody cook and teaching the recipes?
Yeah, that's similar. It's definitely similar. It's funny, that restaurant, I grew up just a couple of blocks from it, which is really funny. But yeah, you know, I have my Italian side of the family and my Spanish side of the family, and growing up was very much like that, like all hands on deck kind of stuff. But I also am speaking now about like my wife and my daughter and things like that. So and my home life, my immediate home life. So it's kind of just kind of crazy, like, you know, having her being born and all that other stuff. So new experience for me, and I was like, I have to talk about this on stage, you know. So
yeah, so I gotta tell you, Sal, so my girlfriend's sister just got married, and so my girlfriend's Nona, her grandmother, stayed with us for the weekend, and she spoiled me cooking chicken cutlets or Sunday gravy with rigatoni. I mean, just all these amazing things. And now I'm like, oh my goodness, now I'm under pressure to come up with some crazy things to cook, because just watching her, it was unbelievable. You know, I grew up from a Jewish family in Northern Virginia. My grandparents didn't have good recipes like my girlfriend's Nona. And so I was spoiled this last week, Sal.
Oh, man, that's the one thing we got right going for us is that food. It's the best thing in the world. You know, it's ironic, too, because I can't cook for the life of me. I don't have it in me. I never really picked up on it. But luckily, I have people in my family that do. And as you can tell, I'm a healthy eater.
Well, Sal, you've had so much success with Impractical Jokers. I'm sure, just like Impractical Jokers, your comedy tour is going to be fantastic. When you think about that show and the work you've done on that, do you realize how many other shows have tried to steal from you guys? I feel like all these dumb YouTubers are doing stunts in public, and it's never as funny as the work that you guys do at Impractical Jokers.
I do appreciate that. I mean, I guess it's a form of flattery. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess we had something that inspired other people, which is a good thing, you know? Some of it is kind of silly stuff, but yeah, you know, they've made like 30 other versions of our show in other countries. So they, you know, they're still going. Like sometimes I'll go on a vacation far, far away just to like, oh, let me get a break. And I'll walk into the hotel room and I'll turn on TV and it's me dubbed in another language, which is kind of entertaining in and of itself.
That's hilarious. Comedian Sal Vulcano with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. He will be at the Carpenter Theater in Richmond June 27th for his Everything's Fine tour. So can you kind of take me back to when you pitched these ideas for Impractical Jokers and how you landed on TV? Because it is such a wild idea to just kind of go into public and do stunts, improv, and make people laugh. What was it like pitching that to higher-up executives?
It was kind of crazy. Like we've had a lot of failed shows and a lot of failed ideas, and we had a round of what they call these general meetings. So this is kind of like you meet the people, you would just establish a relationship so they can keep you in mind for the future. And they set up a bunch of us, a bunch of those for us with the networks. And it was like not even, it was less than a week before those meetings. And we were like, why don't we go in and pitch them something anyway? Instead of just meeting them, let's go in and have something ready. And so we went to lunch. This was about 5 days before that first meeting. And we thought of three ideas over lunch. And one of them was Impractical Jokers. And we went to Times Square, the four of us, with just our cell phones. And we filmed, like, little bits of it. We cut it together, brought that into the meeting a few days later. And that week we met with about five or six networks. And two of them were MTV and True TV. And they offered to buy the show in the room, in the pitch room, which never ever, it hasn't happened before, it hasn't happened since, and I've pitched 100 shows, which is kind of wild. So the idea for the show, the conceit of it, we didn't even have it 5 days before we pitched it. So this was just right place, right time, right spark of inspiration, and opportunity meets luck, and all that great stuff. And 15 years later, here we are.
That's such a great story. It's inspirational. Who did you look up to as a kid? Was there a comedian, maybe a group of movies that inspired you to get into comedy?
You know, as a kid, I used to watch The Jeffersons with my grandparents, and I just thought George Jefferson was the funniest person on the planet. And I used to like memorize like Jefferson's episodes and perform them at school and stuff. And you know, as a kid, you know, my dad had the Eddie Murphy, a lot of Eddie Murphy movies, and that was definitely something I probably shouldn't have been watching at that age, but I did. I watched all of his movies, and I thought Eddie Murphy was a really big one, and a little Pee Wee Herman inspired me as a little kid. I was all over the place. I mean, if you go from Pee Wee Herman to Eddie Murphy, you could see that I ran the spectrum of comics for inspiration, for sure.
Man, that's so terrific. Thanks so much for joining me today. That is Sal Vulcano, best known for co-creating, executive producing, and starring in one of the most recognized comedy shows of all time, Impractical Jokers. It's got its 12th season coming up this summer, but he'll be in Richmond June 27th for the Everything's Fine tour at the Carpenter Theater in Richmond, Virginia, June 27th. Sal, thanks so much for the time, man. I appreciate it. Keep kicking ass, dude.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
That is Sal Vulcano. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.